Hi, this is Kevin Hodgson, and I'm podcasting a response to Bill Ferriter, who wrote a great piece over at smartblogs.com entitled, Are Kids Really Motivated by Technology? And Bill raises the important question of whether it's the technology that's keeping kids engaged in their learning, or whether it's the social aspect of the technology, the ability to connect with others and to kind of jump into really complex topics with the technology. And he suggests it's the latter, and I agree with him, and I think a lot of the people who commented on there do as well. One kind of qualification I would do there is, one thing that I've noticed and my special education co-teacher colleague has noticed is that with our struggling writers in particular, we've noticed that the technology actually is very motivating for them. In other words, the tools themselves actually do increase their desire to do better, to really explore in a deeper way and become more engaged and longer engaged too when we bring technology into the picture. Now, it's true, it may not be the tool itself, but the way we're using the tool. But for us, kind of watching these struggling students, and these are kids who are in IEP plans and need special support, they really seem to blossom many times when we bring the technology tool into the classroom and allow them to compose and create in a way that kind of gives them some equal footing with their friends in the classroom and other students. Because in many ways, the tool itself kind of makes the writing itself invisible. And it brings to light their voice or their images or whatever the project happens to be in a way that is incredibly motivating for many of them. Now, not all, but for many. And so in thinking of response here to Bill, I would say that for the most part, I agree that it's not the technology that keeps them motivated, except in this idea of the struggling student. And so I would argue that some tools can extremely motivate students to stay involved in their learning, to compose in different ways, and to feel like they're really making a contribution to the classroom, although maybe that's the social setting that Bill was talking about. Thanks for listening.